actually also did on my very first round the lipo shots. So, yeah, and with the B12.
Gotcha.
And
I forgot, were those, are those a separate shot?
it's a separate
Was it
shot.
an intramuscular one?
It is,
Oh
and it
my gosh, you did it.
was.
I'm scared. Okay, you guys, this, I'm so embarrassed because like I talk about, I mean, I'm not scared of the HCG shot, the injections, because they're so small, right? The needles.
Yeah.
So, and I tell people all the time, it's not scary, you guys. Here's how you do it. So, in my fridge right now, I have this bottle of glutathione I wanted to try, but it's an IM shot, and I've never actually done one. And I feel like I just feel like I should know by now. Like, and the needles, I just like I am too scared still. I'm like trying to work up the courage.
I had a best friend come over to try to give me my first one, and
Yeah.
she said, "There's something in me that says I can't hurt my friends." I'm like, "There's something in you that would want to help your friend. You've got to do this."
How does it feel? Can you, like, does it hurt or?
I had several different people give it to me before I built up the courage to do myself.
Okay.
So, and I tried various ways. I told some people just get it in. Some other people I didn't tell them, and they did it slow, and I was like, "You're done," you know? And so,
Oh.
yeah, I didn't even feel it. And so,
Which
what I
way?
did,
Slow or fast? Or are they both?
slow,
So
slow
slow
is
was good.
yeah.
Okay.
And so, when I ended up doing it myself, I literally sat on the toilet,
Yeah.
no bottoms, you know, just so I
Yes.
could have access to my thigh. And I just kind
Yes.
of extended my leg to find the muscle closest to the surface. So, it's
Okay.
a little kind of quad-ish, but a little
Okay.
towards the outside, you know, and then
Gotcha.
I grabbed a portion and I kind of like pricked until I found a spot that I didn't feel the needle prick because there
Okay.
are
Like more sensitive
spots,
areas. Okay.
yes, that were not as sensitive.
Okay.
And I just slowly, there was a tiny pinch breaking the surface, but then other than that, it just glided right in. And I was like,
Really?
it
See,
went.
I'm so glad I talked to you today because, like, I don't want that bottle to expire, and I've been wanting to try this for my health condition. It's supposed to be good for your mitochondria and stuff, and I'm like, oh, those needles look so scary, though. Cool. Okay, those are
Really
good
not bad at all.
tips for
Yeah.
because for some of you guys that want to do those lipo shots, they do, like, depending on what company you go with, some of them do send them with just the shorter subcutaneous. And like it's, I've been having trouble finding information in like the scientific literature about like if it's just as good or if it were, or if it's still okay. And I'm sure you do absorb some, but it is pretty much understood that the IM is definitely the best way for those types of shots. With HCG, it's like the same either way, so we do the subcutaneous. But yeah, for the IM, for the lipos, ideal. It's just a lot of us are like, ah. So did you, how often did you do the lipo shots?
I tried to do it every 2 to 3 days because it says you can do 2 to 3 a week.
Okay.
Sometimes it was more longer on the 3 day and then
Yeah.
into the third night before I could find someone to do it those first couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
But they send you exactly the right amount of syringes for the amount of medicine that came.
Gotcha.
And I found that when I had others do it, my left shoulder was less painful when they squeezed it, and
Oh.
right in the meat of that shoulder was.
Just like,
Didn't feel it at
and
all.
you just went in like sideways like that?
It has to be like straight into the
Straight,
muscle,
right, yeah,
no
not at
angle
any,
or whatever.
right.
And there is one portion that they tell you once you're in all the way up to the end of the needle, that needle is all the way in,
Yeah.
you're supposed to pull the plunger back a little to see if
Okay.
you're in a vein.
Oh, okay.
I never was in a vein,
Cool.
so I don't see really the
Gotcha.
point of doing that and putting yourself through a little more,
Yeah.
the needle's still in me kind of feeling, but
So you probably don't know since this was your first round, like if you feel like it made a difference doing the lipo shots versus not. And like we're gonna talk about you have a pretty crazy schedule, so you're probably not gonna feel super energetic on HCG because you have such a.
well, the interesting thing was is we had just gotten a puppy. I don't know why I threw that into my mix, but I did. So, and I kind of prayed about it. I'm like, "Lord, please give me the positive in this
Yeah.
because I'm already so busy." But she's pretty energetic and needed longer walks than just around the block.
I
So,
see.
at 3.5 months, 4 months, she was up to 4 miles. And
Wow.
I was having the energy to walk her that far,
Cool.
especially on my off days. And so, yeah, I mean, it was kind of a blessing that I actually had the energy to do that
Yeah.
on HCG and the
Right.
lipo. And I didn't have that energy when I was on a normal diet. And
Ah.
off of HCG before I started. So I don't know, chalk it up to the B12 and lipo, or chalk it up to the better food intake.
Yeah.
Sure, but I think the combination was pretty
Gotcha.
amazing.
So for like your next round, you're gonna do, will you do the lipo shots again, you think, or yeah, so
Absolutely.
you felt like it was worth it.
I felt like I wanted to do it right the first time.
Yeah.
Bottom line, no cheat, do the right combination of everything, and I wanted to do one and done, but now that I see how amazing and effective it is, we're gonna start another round here in a couple weeks.